From animated Tiki Drummer brooches to original Tiki Room animatronics hitting the auction block, here's what's going on in the world of Tiki. If you're a fan of Marvel, you'll be happy to hear that Mondo will be releasing a Thanos Tiki mug. Designed by Michael Bonanu, sculpted by Tough and Cesar, and produced by Tiki Farm, the purple glazed Titan will be snapping his way into our universe January 2020. Artist Lisa Penny has crafted some wooden Tiki Drummer brooches. These unique accessories are not only decorative, but functional also. They each feature a small pull string that brings them to life, almost like a miniature marionette puppet. Tiki Tom from Phoenix will soon be holding a pre-sale for his Volcano Tiki mug. Featuring a matte gray body topped with an orange magma drip, this angry volcano is expected to have a very limited run of about 25 mugs. Just in time for the holidays, artist Jeff Granito has released some Tiki-inspired holiday goodies. Spice up your Christmas tree with a Melikaliki Maka ornament, add a happy Hooliday's pillow to your holiday decor, or send your loved ones some season's greetings with some Melikaliki Maka Christmas greeting cards. Also for the holidays, Tiki Tony is putting together a Hooliday Tiki box set. So far, the box will contain a carved Tiki drummer, some glassware, an art print, an enamel pin, and some other items that are yet to be revealed. The box set is expected to ship sometime before Christmas. Tiki artist Kirby opened up his online shop this week. There you can find a variety of handcrafted carvings, paintings, and more. If you'd like to own a piece of Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room, well, now you can. On December 8th, 2019, Van Eaton Galleries in Sherman Oaks, California will be auctioning off a pair of original animatronic birds from Walt Disney World's Enchanted Tiki Room. Still retaining their original feathers and inner mechanics, the birds date back to the 1970s and 1980s. A custom stand has been built to house the fully functioning birds, which features a button that brings them back to life. This piece is expected to sell from anywhere between $80,000 and $100,000. So I guess now would be a good time to start digging around your seat cushions for some loose change. Tiki Farm has released an open edition of their Redondo Tiki mug. Inspired by a Tiki support column at the Tiki Apartments in Redondo Beach, California, and designed by French Tiki artist Bai, the mug features a vintage-inspired, mottled satin brown glaze. Hammer Workshop and Bar in Anaheim, California has unveiled their first ever Tiki mug. Introducing Palu Kala, designed by Tiki artist Squid and manufactured by Tiki Farm. This will be the first in a series of three mugs, available in a limited run of 250. And finally, artist Odd Rodney has also revealed his first ever Tiki mug. He's hoping his Moai-inspired eyebrow-raising Tiki mug will be ready for the world just in time for the Tiki Land trading event on December 1st. And that's going to wrap it up for this week's Tiki Roundup. As always, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.